When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Brian writes in the Equitable Bank inbox.
Hi, Brian.
Subject line, Carney. Oh. Heading to Carney for work today. Needed a lunch place. Thanks for reminding me about that pizza place. Did you go to the Copper Mill? I'm hitting that up for dinner. Now, I took... So a couple of years ago, our boss, Mark, and I went out for a... quite the thing. We went out for a radio, engineering conference. We felt as if we needed to learn more. And so we were trying to educate ourselves, and Mark had lived in Kearney for a while, and basically I went on the Mark Onweiler-led Kearney tour, you know, the self-guided tour of Kearney, and he took me to all the places, and those were the things that we did. So those are all the things. That's literally the only time I've ever been to Kearney.
Oh, really?
But I got that pizza. It was just too. It wasn't very good.
Whoa! It was fine. It was fine.
They told me to go there. It was good. Yeah, it was fine. It's fine. Hey, Josh, you know how I love demolitions.
Yeah. You wanna push the button.
So I wanted to do a happy thing for me before I get triggered about baseball.
Okay.
So here's a baseball. This is a good thing for me. Probably a bad thing for many others. The National Park.
Real quick.
What?
Real quick.
What?
Bad news. Flippin' Sweet Pizzeria is permanently closed.
Well, there you go. So
maybe you were right.
Brian, don't go there for lunch. This is pre-COVID. Anything could be there now.
Sure.
I have no idea. Thank you for looking that up. I honestly thought about that for a second.
Shout out to Eric on the YouTube chat who tipped me off it might be closed.
Thank you, Eric, in the YouTube chat. We appreciate that. All right. So, this is from DCNewsNow.com. The National Park Service said Thursday that DC's RFK Memorial Stadium has been cleared for demolition.
Hello.
After crews found that there would be no significant impact on the surrounding environment. So they have to do all these environmental impact reports before they blow something up, which makes a lot of sense, to be fair. But we were wondering recently, when's our next implosion? We found it. Can't wait. RFK Stadium. Getting the boom. Coming up soon. I'm excited. I'm surprised to hear that it's still standing. The structure of it is still standing, to be completely honest with you.
I believe it was swaying that one time.
Was it moving around a little bit?
Recently, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I guess not terribly recently.
It's time to blow it up. That's what they're going to do. So that makes me happy. Here's what makes me sad.
Oh yeah, the one section was like the guardrail was like moving as people were.
I feel like it was a Bears game.
Yeah, something.
It was a Redskins game, football Commanders game.
Uh huh.
But they weren't playing there at the time. I thought that was at Fed where they play now in Hanover.
Yeah.
That wasn't there.
Gosh,
they haven't done anything at RFK in a long time.
Do they have two stadiums that need to be blown up?
Well, they're going to still play at the FedEx thing. Okay. Now, that's not that old, is it?
Man. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And then they got new Nationals Park. But yes, if we remember, then the Washington Nationals used to play at this very 60s-looking multi-use baseball-football field back in the early days of the Washington Nationals. Anyway, on to baseball from last night. All right. So, a couple things going on here, but the Mets-Cubs game comes down to the last out last night. It's a 1-0 game, and they hit a fly ball into left field. You got a runner on third. That runner is Pete Alonso. If he was anybody else but Pete Alonso, we're probably not having this conversation because Pete Alonso is slow. Ian Happ catches it in left field. He hits the cutoff, and the throw gets home. And we have a couple of things that are about to take place, both of which I hate immensely. Blocking the base. Why did we implement this rule in baseball?
Player safety, Cutter.
It is actually decreased player safety, because now the players that are catching the baseball have to worry about where their feet are at all times.
And the runner's like, well, I can't mow this guy down. I have to.
So he has to slide weird.
Or jump over him.
Right. It has made life exponentially more difficult than it has been for years for players trying to apply tags or avoid getting tagged. Horrible. The blocking the plate thing is so dumb. But it looked to me as if it was broken last night. It looked to me as if the blocking the plate rule was broken. The catcher had his foot on home plate before the time that the ball got to him. That is technically blocking the plate, right? You can't have, that's literally in the rule book. You can't do that. We have this stupid rule.
That's what they tell
me. We should probably enforce it. And so what happens next? My second least favorite thing, or probably my least favorite thing. It triggers an instant replay.
There it is.
You're not allowed to block the plate. Have your foot on home before you catch it. And then we go to replay, and everyone can see clear as day that the catcher has his foot on the plate before the ball gets there, and we review it, and we say, no, he didn't. He's out. He's out anyway, because the tag was applied in time, or at least that's what they decided, even if it was very close, because Pete Alonso's hand kind of bounced up a little bit. Isn't this what replay is for? Isn't this why we have replay? To decide whether we got things right or wrong in the game? This stuff is so bad. This is so, so bad. It's making... And so the Mets manager goes out there and he goes to yell at the umpire. And what does the umpire say? It's all mic'd up because for some reason they have just these awesome mics in New York. We have so many great examples of umpire and manager fights in these. Terry Collins' ass is in the jackpot. All the Aaron Boone stuff. So this is back in Flushing last night, and manager goes out there and he starts yelling at the umpire. He's like, what the hell? He was blocking the plate. Isn't that what we were reviewing? And the umpire's like, yeah, we reviewed two things. We reviewed blocking the plate or whether he was out or safe. He turned out to be safe on both of them. I disagree with both. They got both of them wrong, it appeared to me. In the game last night, the umpire's like, or the manager's like, what the hell? And the umpire said this. The umpire said, don't yell at me. It's not my fault. It's replay center's fault.
That's true.
Kill me immediately. Kill me.
I have no say in the matter, sir.
Why? What are we doing? We have made this exponentially more complicated than it has ever needed to be. And now we've broken the glass of having the replay in the sport so people cannot physically deal with the calls not being right. Because we've now been indoctrinated into this in the K-zone culture for years. People can't watch a damn baseball game with the K-zone on the screen and then yelling when it's this far outside. See, look, K-zone said it was outside. K-zone said it was right down the middle.
We
K-zone
need robots doing
we
this.
We need robots in these games and stuff like this now. And everybody cannot deal with this. We've gone too far. And we have no idea how to apply any of these things. Baseball specifically, and I think most sports, would be a lot better if none of this existed. It just didn't exist. If we just stripped it down to what it was, I could tell you, I know that baseball would be a lot better off. There are some advancements in baseball that have been good as far as technology is concerned. I love all the statistics that we have. I love going to Baseball Savant and just poking around on there.
Hot take, I like the pitch clock.
The pitch clock is fine, too.
Yeah.
The pitch clock is fine, too. It just keeps things moving a little bit faster.
Disengagement rules, great for the sport.
But we don't know how to do the instant replay thing, and they apply it wrong, and everybody's, you know, the replay crew is in Secaucus, so you can't even yell at them, you know, when they get something wrong. It's like, can I get an explanation? The manager's like, can I get an explanation? He's like, no, you can't. I don't know it. They told me what to say, so I said it, and now I'm going to leave now. Goodbye.
Max tweets into the show.
Hey, Max.
Hi, guys. I agree, Connor. Not only did he block the plate, the runner was safe. Why have rules if they are meaningless?
Great question. Excellent question.
Yeah.
Amazing Daniel writes in on Twitter.
Hello, Amazing Daniel.
Sometimes replay reminds me of politics, where it seems like they intentionally do things wrong so they could say, see, it doesn't work. See, that one season the NFL reviewed pass interference but didn't. That was so weird.
That was so weird because it was completely reactionary, and also everybody knew before that season they're going to do this and it's not going to work. And sure enough.
Scott writes into the show.
Hi, Scott.
Are we sure Connor Happer isn't some sort of younger clone of John Bishop? We are actually not sure about that. No. I don't know.
Same anniversary. Red hair.
Yeah.
Loves baseball.
Yep.
Angry white.
Sure. Yeah.
That
applies to a lot of people.
That's a twofer.
Creighton lover.
Yeah, Creighton lover.
Amazing Daniel also falls in on YouTube. He says, I think this is in response to me saying replay would be better. It would be better if replay just didn't exist. He says, nope, I grew up watching terrible calls ruin games, and it made me not want to watch. This is recency bias. Hmm. Yeah, at least there was somebody to argue with. And sometimes you could even convince them. You could say, hey, look, go talk to your friends. They saw it better. You know? Now they go back into the hole, and they go put the headset on, and the replay people in Secaucus tell them whether it's safe or out, and then they get to walk away from the thing. It's made things too convoluted, you know? It's affected the way that people officiate sports. If you have the safety net of replay behind you, you will think there is more margin for error in the way you officiate the games. I've seen umpires and referees not even make calls on the field.
Right.
And then just immediately upon the play finishing, they just go to whatever monitor or whatever headset they need to go to in the ballpark to figure out what the next step is. They don't even make a call. They're like, yeah, it doesn't matter. Replay will tell me. They're going to challenge us anyway, so might as well just do it. It's like that's not a healthy way right. to officiate a game of any sort. So there's that effect among many, many others. Neighborhood plays in baseball, dumb. Little tip outs in basketball where the ball clearly went off the one guy and that made it go out of bounds, but his fingernail touched it on the way out, so it has to be the other team's ball. Like, that's not in the spirit of what we're doing here. Mm-hmm. That's not, like, we're not trying to give the team the ball who it went off their pinky finger. We're trying to give the other team the ball because it affected the placement of the ball. Right.
Now, some might say
fumble down by contact, Kenneth says on football.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Especially if we can't get it right. I like the way the NFL does it, where they have the officials actually look at it and make the call.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Major League Baseball, it's maybe they just figure it would take too long. You know, we've had all these initiatives in baseball where we have to move things along faster. Doug doesn't want the pitchers to throw warm-up pitches anymore because it wastes 24 minutes of a game or 24 minutes of his life. And, like, whatever. That's crazy. But
no warm-up pitches last night for Nebraska.
That's another thing in for baseball where, like, we're trying to speed things up and we're trying to do things for the sake of this, and you're not even letting the umpires look at what the play was in front of them so they could see if they got it wrong or right. They just have to get on the horn with Joe and Secaucus, and he tells them if he was right or wrong, and then they tell the managers, and then the game's over, and they get to walk away. Like, that's not healthy for anybody. It's not good, especially when it's wrong. Especially when it's wrong. And why do a blocking the plate rule if nobody knows how to enforce it what to do?
In theory,
that was clear. It was clear.
Yeah.
If you have a stupid-ass rule of blocking the plate, he was doing it. Bar none, he was doing it last night. I hate the rule. But that's the rule. Dumb. Sorry, go ahead.
In theory, a replay center is an excellent idea. Theoretically, it will speed up those long, drawn-out replays, but then you get into the, I'd like a clarification on the rule, and The ump's like, I don't.
They just told me what to say. I'm basically a shill.
I have no real power. I'm almost a robot. Now, many would say, I don't know, score a run before you're 27th out.
Commenting on who won or lost the game. I'm just saying.
The Mets did not.
I'm just saying.
15-15 on the year, sad.
That we have a horrible process of this. A horrible, horrible process. And it led to a horrible application of the horrible process. That's all. I don't care who won or lost.
I find it hilarious who won and lost.
Text from the 402. You could have your foot on the plate if you were in the process of catching the plate. Also, his foot was on the backside of the plate, leaving half the plate open for the runner. Look, I agree with you. I think blocking the plate is dumb as hell. I think the rule should not be in. I think you should be able to block whatever the hell you want. I'm with you. But the rule's in place. It's there. It says you can't have your foot on the plate before you catch the ball. He did. So why does the rule exist if we're not following it? Inconsistency. Inconsistency in the whole thing. Johnny tweets in.
Hi, John.
Johnny Pig. If they're going to get it wrong anyway, let human error be part of the game and dumb down the rule book while we're at it. Let refs ref rather than try and follow the complex rule. Yeah, we don't need it. We do not need a block in the plate rule. We just don't. No, there's going to be.
Yeah, I don't think it was a problem running rampant in baseball.
We just don't need that at all. Guys have figured it out for years. It's part of the game.
A 1-0 game.
Just like we don't need microphones in their speakers in their heads. Mm-hmm. To tell them what pitch. No, one means fastball.
One.
Like, we don't need that stuff. It's some of it is so counterintuitive. They don't realize that it's counterintuitive. Like the pitch comm stuff and the replay stuff is not like we're introducing all these things to the game, but it seems like the main focus of baseball over the last 5 years has been to speed it up, simply bar none, speed up the game. And yet we have convoluted replay processes and reviewable situations where we could view block in the plate, which wasn't in existence before, and the technology, which makes the game harder and less easy to understand and makes it go along slower. We're talking to pitchers as they walk off the mound to check their hands and their gloves and their feet and their whatever. We had the one guy Sergio Romo a couple years ago. He just pulled his pants down.
That's right.
You know, we're checking pitchers walking off the mound. Now, like, if we're trying to speed the game up, then great. Don't put all these things in the game that are counterintuitive to speeding the game up. I disagree with the entire thought process of speeding the game up in the first place. With that being said, I think the pitch clock is a fine thing.
God, Pete Alonso was slow.
He really is.
He was slow chugging. And got a late jump.
He was chugging, that's for sure.
1-0 game ran 237.
That's a little long for a 1-0 game. Anyway, stupid, hate it, don't like it. Odd news next on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.